free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 4th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Yes, you heard it here first. George Floyd, we now know, is a coronavirus death. They did an autopsy. They found that it was coronavirus. So obviously, that's what he died from. I mean, we've had people, a man who died at more than two times the lethal limit of alcohol, and that was counted as a COVID death. We had another individual in Colorado, who I think it was in Colorado, but maybe it was California. Fentanyl overdose, and that was counted as coronavirus death. It doesn't matter what happens. You drive your car into the wall. If they do a test afterwards, coronavirus. He had a knee on his neck for 9 minutes. He couldn't breathe. Coronavirus. Another coronavirus death. We're going to take a look at what the coronavirus has killed, and has been the excuse for the government to murder the middle class. And they have been looting. We are now up to day 80. They've been looting the government at every level, from the federal government down to state and local government, has been murdering and looting our society now for 80 days. We are on day number 8 of the physical looting that is happening here. But far more damage has been done with that. But you have to understand what the real purpose of both of these scams, these engineered, manufactured crises are. It's for societal change. It was done by using the media to sell a narrative based around a kernel of truth. Yeah, we do believe, still do believe, we've got a lot of people coming out. A former MI5 or MI6 intelligence head in the UK said, yeah, COVID came out of a Chinese lab. Fortunately, it was, even though they were engineering that virus, fortunately, it is not that much more deadly, and certainly not deadly enough to lock down the economies worldwide. So they take a kernel of truth. They take a brutal murder of an individual, and they turn these things into instruments of terror to destroy our country, to alter everything. And a good example of this is what is happening in Virginia. We now have Ralph Northam is going to announce the removal of Robert E. Lee statues out down Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia, essentially erasing history. This is something that began with Nikki Haley. Understand that, people, because she's going to be running for president or vice president. It's just a matter of time. Nikki Haley on the right was involved in erasing history. You know, we look at the contrast. I like the picture that they put up on Breitbart. They got the picture of Robert E. Lee, and then next to it, they have Governor Coonman and the Ku Klux Klan thing that he chose to put as one of four pictures to describe himself in his medical school yearbook. I mean, he's not even an undergrad at that point. And to contrast those two, anybody that knows a shred of history about Robert E. Lee knows that he was perhaps the most admired man on both sides of the Civil War. He was offered command of Union forces before he was, before the war began. And he wasn't offered command in the South immediately, but after a while they realized what they had. At West Point, he was called the Marble Man by his fellow cadets. In other words, he had reached the stature there that he was essentially a man who had never had any demerits, any claims against his character. And this monument to people like that is being removed by people like Ralph Northam. This is where America is today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about Infowars.com/show, when you just buy the products at Infowarsstore.com, it changes the world. Right now we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the Infowar and gets you great products you need at the same time. Infowarsstore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, June 4th, year of our Lord, 2020, day 80 of America Held Hostage. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look first at this continuing looting, which is orders of magnitude worse than the physical violence that is happening, the burning of buildings. Yes, people are dying with that, and society is breaking down. But what you don't understand, And I'm still even more concerned about this. The two things are coming together, quite frankly, as I said yesterday. You have the fear of the left manifested in the COVID virus and all of the social distancing and masks and stay home, stay home. And then the fear of the right of violence and looting, destruction. And it is a 1-2 punch to our society, to our lives, our livelihoods, our jobs, our businesses. But already the damage that has been done to these businesses, a few of them were about to open up, and you have stories about how as they were gradually being given permission by their government masters to open up, then the mobs came through and destroyed the building. Oh, but y'all got insurance, right? We're going to play for you some amazing things. It's now a thing. As I said at the top of the hour, we had a man, Robert E. Lee, who was admired by both the North and the South, both before and after the war and during the war. A man of stellar character. And his monument is being taken down by a man who said, we're going to leave the babies over here on the side to die. By a man who wore blackface or Ku Klux Klan. I'm not sure which one Coon Man was. These types of people are the ones who are leading this country now. And so we now have a debate as to whether or not looting is a big deal. These people who, just remember, it was only a couple of weeks ago that as you had businesses, small businesses, getting together and peacefully protesting, trying to do what they were told by the authorities and stay in their cars and protest inside their cars, honking their horns with their windows rolled up. Probably some of them also had masks on or whatever. But they were trying to comply with what they were told was going to save lives. And they were vilified by the Democrats. They were vilified by the mainstream media, by social media, and so forth. And now we're told, don't worry about any of that stuff. Social distancing, we don't care. Masks, we don't care. The police chiefs will kneel before these people, take off their masks, pose with them, cheek to cheek, no masks for selfies. And now we're told also, don't worry about the looting. Why are y'all worried about the looting? We got Seattle Tammy, as well as a woman in Chicago, black woman in Chicago, goes full ghetto, xenophobic, hoplophobe. She is afraid of weapons, and she doesn't like these Arabs who've got weapons and protecting their stores. Just got to get them out of there. There's Seattle Tammy. We'll talk about her coming up in the next segment. But I want to talk about this COVID scam here first. as the Ron Paul Institute points out, same people who convinced Americans to lock themselves inside for months for fear of a killer virus have now forsaken the COVID-19 scare tactics to urge all of us to join nationwide protests. Media, politicians, celebrities spent the last 3 months lecturing everybody to stay home, keep 6 feet away from everybody else who's human, right? And that's the key part of this. We're going to talk about that part. That's another part of the agenda that I haven't talked about yet. And I think that's coming with the police. I skip ahead here and give you an overview. As you see people reacting, and they say, well, we're going to start to open up the restaurants. But look, I've got this little robot. It's going to serve you the drinks and bring the food to your table and all this kind of stuff. Pretending that there weren't humans back there touching your food and your drinks and putting it all together. Oh, but that's okay. It's antiseptic. And, you know, and it's like, oh, see, look at this. Not touched by human hands. Yeah, right. You believe that? What it does, though, is it gives them an excuse to not have so many humans working for them. And when we look at this, you understand that the agenda for a very long time, and Bloomberg even talked about it, you know, when he was saying, oh, those farmers, they're nothing, they're idiots, we can replace them, we can replace the industrial workers. What he was talking about was the agrarian society, how it changed to the industrial society. And then he said, and now we're working on replacing everybody and taking their jobs. We've got to figure out how we're going to keep them fat and happy. You know, give them a television set, give them 5G, keep them locked up so they don't do anything to us, just filthy humans, keep them confined, soft kill them. And we got to do something to keep them from coming after us with the guillotines. That was his phrase, the guillotines. And what are they going to do? I mean, are they going to roll out? They've been talking about this, projecting it. I've been talking about it for years. They said in South Korea, they said by 2030, the magic date, 2030, by 2030, we're probably going to have about 70% unemployment with professions like doctors and lawyers. A little bit higher for the blue collar workers. But we're looking at unemployment of 70% for doctors and lawyers. How are they going to do that? Aren't these people going to get angry about that? Well, it isn't, you know, they're not going to roll out the robots and then fire everybody, because then we would come after them with the guillotines, and Bloomberg knows that. But now all those jobs are being taken by the virus. See, the virus did it to you. It wasn't the globalist elite. It wasn't Wall Street. It wasn't Washington. It wasn't your state government. It was the virus that did it to you. It wasn't the corporation. It's the virus. Isn't that convenient? And so as we see the virus taking our jobs, and we see all of the talk, and there does need to be talk about what is going on with the police. I'm very concerned about the militarization of the police. I'm very concerned about using the military to be police. And there's a big fight going on about that as well. But let me tell you what you should really be afraid of. And that is that you're going to take the police, and just like they're doing with the waiters and waitresses, and replacing them with robots. The solution to all of this, of course, is going to be robots who are colorblind. And they will be used to beat everybody into submission mercilessly. Yeah, the Ed 209s and the the robots that you saw as a police force in Elysium, that's probably what they're going to use to... Ed 209, put down the gun. and he didn't put down the gun in RoboCop. But that's what they're going to use. They're going to say, well, you know, we just can't trust humans as police anymore. And, you know, those filthy humans, those hateful humans, we're going to get some robots who don't really have any racial prejudice. They just do what the elitist masters tell them to do. I think that's really where they're going to head with this stuff. It's far worse. We're going to jump out of the frying pan and into the fire. From the militarized police or the military used as police, we'll go straight to the robocops. And I really think that's where we're headed. So as we look at this, and we look at the phoniness of all this, the people who dutifully shut down their businesses, as the Ron Paul Institute points out, eating seven-figure losses, forfeiting their savings. Why? Because they trusted their leaders. Churches did the same thing. Churches continue to obey Fauci and the CDC and not God. Because they trust authority, they were convinced to suppress their survival instincts. They closed down their lives for 3 months, believing that the authorities knew what was better. They sacrificed their lives because they were told it was the only way to save their neighbors. They were told that individual rights was hateful. You can't tell those freedom lovers from sociopaths. And they're carrying disease. We've got to replace them with robots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realized that we're make it or break it. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com at 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
told for months we'd never gather again in public. But now look at what we're doing. We're getting exactly the opposite message from the media, from the politicians. Oh, no, no, no. It's virtue signaling to come out. As a matter of fact, we have a story from Paul Joseph Watson, Summit News, InfoWars. Nurses who accused stay-at-home protesters of killing Granny are applauding thousands of demonstrators in New York City. Not social distancing, not wearing masks. And he shows the tweets from journalist Sarah Walton. Hospital staff come out to applaud George Floyd protesters in New York. The demonstrators shout back, thank you. There you go. That's right. Some of them are wearing masks, Antifa after all, right? The footage stands in stark contrast to the photo ops that endlessly were hyped by the media that purportedly showed nurses and other health workers in masks blocking traffic at anti-lockdown protests throughout the country. Remember that? Remember how, again, in Michigan and other places, how they vilified the people who were protesting in their cars? They wanted to open up their businesses, get their jobs back. And you had these staged photo ops, and we had some of those shown where you had a person standing on the side, somebody in medical clothes, forget what they call them, smocks or whatever, and they jump out and they take the photo op and then they get out of the way. We're going to stop them. We are the medical heroes, and we are shutting down your business because you're not essential, and we are. Except they're being, they're losing their jobs as well. There you go. Yeah. Take one. Yeah. Societal change. Take one. And now we're on societal change. Take two. And, yeah, it was, completely a fraud, a narrative. And they've been able to sell a different narrative. You know, it's kind of doublethink. It's amazing to me how globally they were able to gaslight everybody and then do a complete about face. Double thinking. Now you got to all get out. First it was stay home. Hashtag stay home. Don't get out. Don't get out everywhere. I mean, I saw these signs up on shopping centers. It's like, okay, well, I guess you don't need your tenants to pay any rent, or what's going on with that? Anyway, the moral authority of the lockdown advocates is now gone, writes the Ron Paul Institute. By May, it become clear the doomsday scenarios predicted by the official technocrats greatly overstated the reality. Well, that's an understatement. That's a great understatement. But, you know, still, the lockdowns persist. And even if we don't believe there's a reason for the lockdowns persist. And even if we don't believe the next phony pandemic, because there have been phony pandemics one after the other, sold by Fauci, sold by the World Health Organization, and there will be many more. So even if you don't believe the next one, even if after this one, you start to pay attention to the lies from the CDC, is why I didn't buy into it. I said, well, you know, it looks like it came out of the lab there in Wuhan. And yeah, it does. Still does. But I said, at the same time, we really don't know how bad that's going to be. At the same time, this would not be the way to respond to it. And we have been lied to by the CDC and Fauci time after time after time after time. So maybe they're lying just like the Chinese government lies. But guess what? Even if you're skeptical in the future, they've now established a precedent that if they declare that there is some new, unknown, invisible disease that's scary, even before we've seen it, even before we can test for it to see if it's even present, we can preemptively shut down healthy people. Think about that. And they're still keeping healthy people shut down. Yeah, there's a big difference between a spike in total deaths and a civilization-stopping plague, which they said we were going to have. Let's take a look at what's happening, of course, across the country and how this is fitting, dovetailing perfectly, and what they've been planning for 30, 40 years to do to our society, to remake society. And it's all happening at just the right time. How's that for serendipity? Canadian car sales are said to have recovered. Because in May, they only crashed 44% after they had plunged in April by 75%. So what is going on with this? Let me tell you something. You'll see the pictures about how one auto dealer got looted and they stole 70 cars. And we got the article here about how they went to another dealership and they got luxury cars, high-performance cars, big-dollar cars. But what they're doing with the COVID lockdown is they're killing entire automobile manufacturers, because the only automobile manufacturers that are going to be allowed to exist, they want to dry up the supply of cars. And they want to make sure that the only manufacturers who survive are going to be the ones who produce exactly what the government wants, the little remote-controlled, battery-operated robo-cars, where you can't go fast, you can't go far, and you won't go anywhere without them knowing where you are. How about that? Rhymes, I didn't even know that. But, yeah, that's a slogan. I should tweet that back out. That's bottom line, folks. That's where they've been headed this whole time. And that's the problem that I have with these battery-operated cars. I know what the agenda is. I know the first project to push this came from DARPA. DARPA came up with the idea of the Internet. DARPA started funding the social media companies and the CIA. And their very first project, their very first competition project before they started doing the autonomous robots, was the self-driving cars. And it just happens to dovetail very nicely with the UN agenda of smart cities and societal lockdown and surveillance and biometric tracking. And now the fear is pushing the left to demand that to protect them from a virus. The right is demanding tracing of, and we've already, the contact tracing that just a couple of weeks ago was being sold everywhere to protect us from the virus. Already in Minnesota, they've started using that to track protesters, because both the left and the right want the government to have full control and no restrictions, because they want to be safe. Got to be safe. Don't care about my freedom or my liberty or my privacy. I want safety and security, and I'm going to get it once they enslave me. I just know it, right? I hope you like those chains that are being forged on you right now. You don't even see it, many of you. I think the listeners here of this program do. Millions of higher-paying jobs are now being targeted as the next wave of COVID layoffs begin, writes Zero Hedge. Over 40 million jobs were lost in the last 80 days as part of this lockdown. That dwarfs what happened during the Great Depression in terms of absolute numbers. And, folks, this is a higher percentage of people who've been unemployed, if they're truthful about this. And, of course, they aren't. They lie to us about government statistics all the time. You know, they lie to us about the flu rates. They lie to us about the COVID rates. They lie to us about the unemployment rates. They lie to us about national debt. And you can always tell which way they're going to lie. It's going to make them look better. But when we look at this, again, the highest rate of unemployment during the Great Depression was 24.5%. If you're honest about the unemployment figures, we've already surpassed that. But a second wave of layoffs is coming. As Zero Hedge writes, it'll have a far greater impact on white-collar workers, millions of positions in jeopardy. More on that when we come back.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
Hello, this JP here to tell you not to do the InfoWars.com. Do not get high-quality products at 60% off across the board flash sale. They are not made in China. They do not have fentanyl or lead. They are high-quality super male vitality, knockout sleep support, brain force, bio-tooth, idiom, chill force, ultimate krill oil, survival shield X2, DNA Force Blues, Living Defense, and Turbo Force. X3 available as well. Listen to me, dirty Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off flash sale. You go bankrupt and die. You have no speech. InfoWars is weak. Do not take advantage of 60% off. Gigi Pink says, oh, we urge you. Oh, Joe Biden good.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so 40 million jobs lost already in these first 80 days of arbitrary forced lockdown. Guidelines and recommendations from Fauci through Trump down to the governors and local tyrants enacted his guidelines and recommendations enacted sometimes 75%, sometimes 50%, sometimes 100%. That's the difference now between the Republican and Democrat Party. And it always has been. The speed at which they're going to drive us off the cliff. Are we going to go off the cliff at 25 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour, or 100 miles an hour, right? What difference does it make at this point, to quote Hillary Clinton? A second wave of layoffs is now coming. Even though we've had 40 million jobs lost in the past 2 months, and it's already at the peak year. Again, most of the years during the Great Depression were between 17 to 21% unemployment 1 year, peaked up at 24.5%. And we are beyond that instantly. A second wave of layoffs is coming, however, according to Bloomberg. White-collar workers will be impacted more in this second wave. Millions of positions are in jeopardy as a result of the spillover impact from the massive job losses in March and April. According to Bloomberg, the first wave of over 20 million layoffs in March and April could trigger a second wave of 2 to 6 million. as managers follow workers into unemployment and demand weakness spills over from sector to sector. You know, we saw the middle class businesses, they were the first ones to feel it because they don't have the isolation from what is really going on. I mean, there are people in the companies that they work for that are seeing what's going on in accounting and so forth. The people who have small businesses, they see all this and they see what is coming sooner than the employees do. And so they were out at first. And the people who have cushy jobs, working for a large corporation, certainly the people who are working for the government, they think they've got nothing to fear. They probably don't. Everybody will be working for the government or just getting a handout to stay home from the government if the government has its way. But as Bloomberg points out, the spillover is going to take place in two directions. First, intense job losses for blue-collar workers mean that white-collar jobs in the same sectors are vulnerable. Second, a severe blow to demand from transport, leisure, and other sectors in the direct path of the pandemic means a blow to jobs in adjacent sectors. So it's going to go up and down, and it's going to spread out horizontally as well, just like they were planning. But, of course, it's not their plan, and it's not the AI, and it's not the corporations and the government that's killing your jobs and your economy and your independence. No, it's the virus. The virus did it. You still believe that? You still don't think this was a plandemic? Bloomberg says our forecast for May unemployment report is 7 million job losses. That reflects a combination of the continued layoffs of production workers in the sectors of the center of the crisis and the subject of this analysis, the front edge of second wave layoffs for white collar and blue collar workers in adjacent industries. In the same way that, when Trump and Fauci shut down the restaurants across the country, just like that, arbitrarily. What that did was that backed up and it took out the jobs of people, it took out farms, right? People who were supplying food to those restaurants and couldn't make the change quickly enough. So, slaughtering and cows and pouring milk down the drains and plowing fields of produce under. And then there's shortages on the shelves and rising prices. Oh, because we just shut down the restaurants, right? They don't understand that they can't centrally plan the economy. Somebody tell that to Jared Kushner and Trump. These fascist idiots who think they can centrally plan the economy. Nobody is smart enough to do that. That's why I spent the long time, about 60 days ago, in detail, talking about Leonard Reed's iPencil. Who knows how to produce a pencil? If you have one of these things in the supply chain, the invisible hand of people acting independently and cooperatively, it kills everything. Good job, guys, getting that up quickly. Bar employs a humanoid robo-waiter to serve and take orders during COVID-19 panic. As I mentioned before, it shows how the robot helps to reduce contact between humans. And it's just the illusion of the reduction of human contact. And I believe that that's going to be the next wave when we talk about the violence. I think the solution that they're going to come up with is to say, we can have robots that are going to do the policing because it'll be so much more equitable. Consumer cash spending is much worse than the reported figures. People are afraid, I guess, except for Antifa, to come out and spend. They're not afraid to come out and take and steal and burn, but they're afraid to come out and actually shop, right? And they're really afraid now because they're afraid they'll be physically attacked. Consumer spending fell a record 13.5% in April. So this is before rioting started. This is all just COVID. The government's monthly report on consumer spending is a blend of actual cash expenditures and estimated figures. Like I said, when you look at consumer spending, understand that just like the CDC flu statistics, just like the CDC COVID statistics, just like the unemployment figures, there's a lot of fudging going on. A lot of fudging and lying. These people never tell the truth about anything. Press reports and surveys have found that about one-third of renters did not make their monthly payment. However, April's consumer spending data showed an increase in tenant rent. See? So even though they say, oh, look, More people are paying rent. Who do you believe? Do you believe your lying eyes, your lying neighbors, interviews, or do you believe government statistics? Like I said, there's lies, damn lies, and government statistics or CDC statistics. Another example of this. As they're pointing out, Charles Hugh Smith on Zero Hedge points out, the post-COVID economy will be very different from the pre-pandemic bubble economy. He says, we've had bubbles in the stock market and housing markets, unsustainable, soaring debt, corporate, household, public, that's unsustainable. College costs paid by trillions of dollars in student debt loan, that's unsustainable. Health care consuming 20% of the GDP, that's unsustainable. A bubble in commercial real estate, unsustainable. Long supply chains to Asia, unsustainable. The fracking industry, dependent on an ever-expanding debt to fund operations, unsustainable. Oversupply, overcapacity for almost everything, unsustainable. I could go on, but you get the idea, he says. He says, let's just take a look at one of these, commercial real estate. Thanks to decades of overbuilding caused by the Federal Reserve's super low interest rates, there's too much commercial space in the U.S., too much retail space, too much office space, too much self-storage. The decimation of retailers has been underway for the past 4 years. And so the U.S. has between 8 to 10 times more retail space than other developed economies. Does this suggest that 50% or more of all commercial real estate in America is superfluous? The demand for commercial space is crashing and nosebleed valuations are under pressure. And these valuations could fall in half and that still wouldn't rebalance the supply and demand. All the trillions of dollars in debt piled on and overvalued commercial real estate is at risk of default. And that alone will trigger a widening financial crisis as the dominoes fall. Now, that's just one of many, many bubbles that were there, the commercial real estate bubble. And let me ask you, do you think that Trump doesn't understand commercial real estate? Did he not see this coming? Did he not see the overvaluation, the easy money, the coming of this? Is that perhaps why he played along with Fauci? Does he not know commercial real estate, or does he not care about what happens in all of these bubbles? In all of these bubbles. All right, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the looting and the violence. And as a prelude, we'll talk about how the Chinese government used their military to stop the protest in Tiananmen Square 31 years ago today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sixty percent off.
We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death.
The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at Tiananmen Square, 31 years on, what the Chinese are doing. You know, this is the first time they haven't commemorated the massacre in Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong. It's the beginning of the end of freedom in Hong Kong. So we're going to take a look at what is happening today, as well as what happened 31 years ago, how it really does apply to us as well. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 60% off across the board to support this program, to support our video platform, band.video, where you'll find the live broadcasts, the archives of this show, individual clips from this show at band.video. And we've got massive discounts across the board to make this a win-win situation for you as well. We have things like Super Male Vitality, 60% off, Knockout, our all-natural sleep support, 60% off. Brain Force, my favorite supplement. It helps me to focus. That is 60% off. Selenium, our bio-true selenium, because it is non-GMO. It's organic. The best source of selenium you're going to find anywhere, 60% off. Chill Force, natural products to relax. Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, those two very popular supplements. We're sold out. They're now back in stock and 60% off as long as supplies last. DNA Force Plus, again, huge savings at 60% off. Very expensive product to produce. The PQQ has 170 clinical studies that show how it helps to preserve the length of the end caps on your DNA, which is a key issue to fight the effects of aging. It's a very expensive product to produce. It's now 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that are there. We really do appreciate your support, and we try to help you as much as possible. 60% off. All right, let's take a look at Tiananmen Square here. Hong Kong is now blocking this. Again, it has been 31 years since it happened, and so for the past for the first time in 30 years, because you know, they didn't celebrate the first time it happened, obviously, it's being blocked because the Chinese government is now asserting new authority. The decision follows a vote by China's ceremonial parliament to bypass Hong Kong's legislature and enact national security legislation for the area that was called a semi-autonomous region, but no longer. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, the justification that they're using for stopping this demonstration this year is coronavirus. Yeah, yeah. It's such a convenient excuse, isn't it? Coronavirus. Can't demonstrate against their tyranny, right? And as I pointed out, the big crowds now this year are focusing around the British agencies there in Hong Kong to try to get their passports. Some of the people there said, you know, I let mine expire way back in 2004 because I trusted China. Oh, well, why would you do that? Why would you ever trust China? Especially when you go back and you look at Tiananmen Square. Anyway, the police are threatening people there, saying that if they show up, it will, for a candlelight vigil, not for looting, you know, you don't have to worry about looting. That's wonderful, according to the Democrats here. But, even a really peaceful demonstration, that would violate coronavirus social distancing because they can't have more than 8 people together at a time. Amnesty International said, come on, you ought to let them demonstrate. We shouldn't use those rules. It must not be used as an excuse to stifle freedom of expression. Yeah, that's right. It can just only be used to stifle the economy, to loot the middle class, Main Street America, mom and pop businesses. Can't you see the ultimate purpose of these lockdowns here? I mean, especially when you look at it and how it's being used by the Chinese. So the Tiananmen Square. What happened there on June 4th, 1989? A 200,000 strong army invaded a square where people had been there since April the 15th. It hadn't been going on as long as our lockdown here in America has. You know, we've had 80 days of this. Ours got started back in March. These people started protesting because they were concerned that China was going to take an authoritarian turn after the death of a reformer who had been in charge. And guess what? They were right. It is one of the bloodiest events in modern history. So the Communist Party declared martial law. They had 1 million Chinese youth that were protesting in Tiananmen Square from April the 15th until June the 4th. They wanted increased civil liberties and transparency from the government, don't we all? But they were actually doing something about it instead of acting like Americans do today. And so as a result, they sent in the military, 200,000 military, to attack 1 million people in Tiananmen Square. And they had tanks, and they had snipers, and they had fully automatic weapons. They said after initially trying to use nonviolent methods to disperse the demonstrators, then telling them they had just 1 hour to leave, and this is from the Independent in the UK, members of the 27th Group Army opened fire on the crowd with fully automatic weapons and just 5 minutes later. So they said, oh, you got an hour to get out. And then 5 minutes later, they opened fire with automatic weapons. Snipers rained down bullets from rooftops. Troops bayoneted those who were injured. Hear that? They bayoneted the people who were injured. And armored personnel carriers rolled in. Many of them ran over the students who were injured. Many of them ran over the students who had linked arms to form human chains. The bodies were cleared away by bulldozers, incinerated. The blood was hosed into the gutters. And a few of the wounded were raced to hospitals by fellow citizens in bicycle rickshaws. Now, China officially said that of the 1 million people that were there, I just told you what they did. Armored personnel carriers, tanks running over people, snipers, fully automatic weapons, 200,000 soldiers doing all this. Chinese government said, no more than 300. China's Red Cross on the ground said it was more like 2,700. Now think about that. A million people, 2,700 people killed. That would be a casualty rate of 0.27. You really believe that? I don't. Yet Sir Alan Donald, who was Britain's ambassador to China at the time, had written a memo that was declassified in 2017. So he wrote this memo as it was happening in 1989, and it was declassified 3 years ago. He said, I think that the number is 10,454, and I still think that's kind of low. But nevertheless, he suggested that they picked that 27th Group Army because they were, quote, 60% illiterate and called primitives, unquote. They'd been especially chosen for the task because of their reputation for unquestioning obedience. And then we get to Tank Man, the man who heroically stood in front of the tank. Who is he? What happened to him? We don't really know. What we do know is that those pictures, the movies, as well as the stills, was celebrated, and these people won awards for it. They had to smuggle them out of China. One of the photographers managed to get his film out after concealing it inside a toilet when the authorities raided his room. They forced him to surrender a dummy roll of film and to sign a confession that he had taken the photographs in contravention of martial law. Some of the other photographs of Tank Man were smuggled out of China inside a box of tea. Today, the Chinese government never, ever mentions Tiananmen Square. It's not taught about in schools, kind of like Reconstruction in America. They never talk about what happened in the South after the Civil War. That's not mentioned. That's our Tiananmen Square. And that's why we have the Posse Comitatus Act, after more than a dozen years of that going on in the South. Chinese artist here in America has also inspired a social media campaign to mark the anniversary, encouraging young people around the world to dress as the Tank Man and pose in front of significant landmarks to express their opposition to China's still authoritarian government. Well, maybe there's more effective things we could do. Perhaps the U.S. could immediately grant visas to Hong Kong residents. You know, Reason Magazine says if we were to do that, it would be one of the ways that President Trump and the administration could certainly tweak China. But let me tell you, I grew up in Florida with people who had gotten out of communist Cuba. Those types of people, educated, wealthy, hardworking, anti-communist people, that's what we need to counteract Antifa here in the United States.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As I was saying, one thing that we could do, which would be a nice gesture, it'd be a nice poke in the eye to Xi Jinping and these Chinese dictators, and it would be a big boon to our economy and to our liberty to, as Reason Magazine points out, the U.S. should immediately grant visas to Hong Kong residents who want out. You know, the British government has said, yeah, we'll take in millions of people. The Taiwanese government has said that they would allow them to come in. Silence here in the U.S. State Department has threatened to impose sanctions on China for its actions against Hong Kong. And as Reason Magazine says, that is woefully inadequate. With the freedom of Hong Kongers under direct assault, the U.S. should throw open its doors to accept any of the city's residents who need a place to go. And I've got to say that of all the places that my wife and I have been internationally, that Hong Kong was the best, and it was about 13 years ago. We went there and stayed there for several days as we were adopting our daughter from China. And it was the best big city I've ever been in. Both of us thought so because of the people. The people there were so incredibly friendly. I mean, we'd be trying to look at a map, and this happened to us multiple times. They would notice that you were confused, trying to find something, and immediately come over and offer to help, speak perfect English. And, of course, back in the 1980s, Milton Friedman, not Milton Keynes, AOC, Milton Friedman, did the series Free to Choose. And he kept going back for an example of freedom. He kept going back to Hong Kong. These people were allowed basically to live in a laissez-faire country. The government was hands-off, not interested in controlling them, unlike America, unlike pretty much every other government everywhere. And so they got used to freedom, and they liked freedom. And when the communist Chinese impose control tactics on them and dictate lies to be taught to their children in school, they take to the streets. And they fight for that. And we need people like that here in America. We need people who are waving American flags and putting up the Statue of Liberty, who have lived under communism. You know, people like these people in Hong Kong, people like the Romanians who are being persecuted by that Marxist LGBT Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago. And said, hey, look, we understand what communism is about. We understand the principles that are being laid down here. When you tell churches when and how they can meet, and the government takes that kind of responsibility, that is antithetical to all the fundamental principles that we established this country for. And these people from Romania are fighting for this in Chicago because they know where this leads. And as I said before we went to break, I saw this growing up in Florida, people who had fled communist Cuba, you know, the place that de Blasio and went to, places like Soviet Russia, communist Cuba that Bernie and de Blasio and the left love so much. No. We don't want that. They're training this generation. Many generations have been trained by people who love socialism, Marxism, communism, central control, no freedom, everything dictated by the government. And certainly would help to have a few million people come in who are educated, skilled, freedom lovers, communist haters, come into this country. I tell you what, I would roll out the red carpet to them in a heartbeat if I was president. This is a big lost opportunity to not have people like that come in and start to educate us about the reality of what our government is doing to us here. Oh, perhaps that's why they're not being invited. Do you think? Oh, that might be it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, when you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it changes the world. Right now we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the InfoWar and gets you great products you need at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, I was just talking about Tiananmen Square, the heinous crimes of the Chinese communists. The people in Hong Kong call them Nazis, fascists. And that really is more accurate. They really do understand what's going on. Because what you have in China is not really, you know, communism is always a core group of kleptocrats at the top who steal and rob from everybody else and tell everybody else, oh, we're going to, you know, keep you all equal here, which is what's being implemented right now. With the lockdown, with universal basic income, you've got Trump and Pelosi and Andrew Yang and all these AOC are all competing to see what level of universal basic income you're going to be given. And it is universal basic indigence, poverty, that is being offered to everybody. But everybody gets the same. You know, you don't have to work. You know, back in the Soviet Union, they used to say, well, we pretend to work and the government pretends to pay us. Well, they've got something better now. You don't have to pretend to work. And they're not even pretending to pay you. And so when we look at this and we look at what is happening in China, and we have Pompeo saying, look at this, he's tweeting out, he's got pictures of dissidents who are still wanted in China because of Tiananmen Square. And he says, look, it's already started. They've already stopped the demonstration in support of freedom and the protest of what the communist Chinese did in Tiananmen Square 31 years ago. And it's true. But then there's a lot of ways that the U.S. and China are competing. You know, the Chinese want to compete with the U.S. financially on trade. They're competing militarily and so forth. But we've got an area where we have been behind in the Chinese, and we want to catch up on that. And that, of course, is surveillance, tracking, social credit system, and shutting churches. That's where the U.S. and China are really competing right now. And we're gaining on that. We're getting up to where we have, just as they're getting military parity to us, we're getting tyrannical parity to China. When you look at the social credit systems and tactics that are being done to shut down churches, for example, you know, in Wisconsin, no riot arrests, but they're still giving out fines to churches, just like they are in Chicago and other places like that. In Chicago, where 82 people were shot, 22 of them fatally over this last weekend. So far, even more violent than the Memorial Day weekend. Oh, but, you know, we got to come after the churches. And when you look at Cincinnati, you've got religious groups there. And this is the bankruptcy of what is going on in America. So many people, oh, I'll just stay home, just give me some money. And you see this with religious groups in Cincinnati, wanting a taxpayer bailout. Say, I don't need to open up the church. I got a 501c church and it's a corporation and I'm kind of concerned about getting my tax deductions or anything, but you know, nobody's coming and it's closed, kind of like a movie theater. So, you know, give me a government handout and I'll be a good little shill for you. I'll keep this up. Pay me off. You know, that kind of happened in China. They weren't necessarily paid off, but the state did a deal with the churches. Tell you what, you teach what we tell you to. You elevate our Chinese leaders to the level of God, because that's always what the authoritarian communists want, right? They hate Christianity because they want everybody to see them as God, just like they hate the family because they want to be the mother and father, right? That goes all the way back to Plato's Republic, right? Eradicate the family. We don't even want the kids to know who their parents are. We will be the mother and father to the child. So they want to eradicate the family. They want to eradicate the church. They want to be the be-all and end-all. They want to be family and God Almighty. And so in China, they're catching up. This last week, and just the last 2 weeks, they've now shut down 48 state-run churches. So they tried to, just like these churches in Cincinnati, the churches there decided that they would cooperate with the Chinese communists. And that worked for a while, and now they're coming after them, and they're shutting them down. Which reminds me of what happened less than a week ago. You know, we had California, which was shutting down churches, and they appealed the Ninth Circuit Court ruling, and immediately the U.S. Supreme Court took it up. And we had, of course, the four liberal judges and the four conservative judges, and then you had now John Roberts, who has put himself, as always, some Republican-appointed judge who, regardless of whether he's appointed by a Republican or not, this is a person who is a career bureaucrat. And they always seem to put in these fifth-column judges for the conservatives. Reagan had them. All the Bushes have had them. They've all appointed very activist, statist, anti-freedom, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights judges, and John Roberts is just such a shill. This guy who gave us Obamacare in the first place. I mean, obviously somebody's got something on him, blackmailing him, and that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, to write both the dissenting and the concurring opinion on Obamacare. And they, you know, still have not removed it, even though they've removed the phony justification for it, saying it was a tax. Well, it's no longer, you know, a tax, a penalty, but they still have it there. So he doesn't think that California's special restrictions on religious services discriminate against the churches. And what is that? Well, you know, other businesses were able to reopen by 50% capacity, but the churches were only allowed to reopen at 25% capacity. And that was considered to be generous because so many people were saying that was, like NPR, that's the most dangerous thing that you can do is meet in church. Anything else? I mean, you know, riots are not a problem at all, but, you know, you meet in a church, that's a big problem. So they sued, and writing in dissent, you had Judge Kavanaugh was joined by Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, and he said, California's latest safety guidelines discriminate against places of worship in favor of comparable secular businesses. California already trusts its residents and any number of businesses to adhere to proper social distancing and hygiene practices. The state cannot assume the worst when people go to worship, but assume the best when people go to work or go about the rest of their daily lives in a permitted social setting. And that got John Roberts very upset, and he accused Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Thomas of judicial activism. Can you imagine that? He actually had the audacity, this lying piece, this fraud, let's just call him that, this fraud, John Roberts. He accused them of judicial activism. He said, our Constitution principally entrusts the safety and the health of the people to the politically accountable officials of the state to guard and protect. No, it doesn't. There's nothing like that in the Constitution. They don't have the authority to lock up healthy people. They don't have the authority to act preemptively. This is pre-crime, pre-disease, if you will. And this is the Minority Report. But, of course, Roberts jumps over to make the Minority Report, pre-crime, pre-disease, the Majority Report. He says, these officials, these medical geniuses like Fauci and Birx, should not be subject to second-guessing by unelected federal judiciary. He does self-criticism of these people. These are the people, this unelected federal judiciary has second-guessed referenda across this country. Even in California, gay marriage was defeated. Even in California, even with the millions of dollars put in by Apple and Tim Cook, in California, gay marriage failed. And so even though it had failed all these different referenda, even though it was, marriage was defined as it always has been defined in every society, by every culture, every religion, as one man and one woman, they overrode elections. They overrode state constitutions. These unelected federal judiciary did that to define what marriage was. And he has the audacity to say, these people who say that you are, this is, unequal under the Constitution. You are discriminating against these people because you don't like them. And that's obviously what is happening here. You know, it was the CDC that was put out those rules, those guidelines through President Trump. And now they are being rigorously enforced, but not equally under the law. That's what they were saying. That's what Roberts pretended was not happening. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWar. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realize that we're making or breaking. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding and you need high quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We got pieces of filth like Ralph Northam, Virginia, tearing down monuments of the past. And it's not just the Confederacy. I mean, people of high moral character like Robert E. Lee being taken down by people of the character of Northam. Somebody who would murder children. Somebody who himself dresses up in blackface and Ku Klux Klan robes and thinks that's cool. What a hypocrite. And, so as that's happening across the country, we have reached the point. And again, as I pointed out yesterday, in Massachusetts, the monument to black Civil War soldiers defaced. The Lincoln Memorial defaced. They just want to eradicate everything American because they hate everything American. And we're at the point now where on the left, and is it any surprise, these are people who have no problem murdering babies. And they don't see that looting is wrong either. They really don't. And so I want to play a little bit for you of a heavily bleeped video coming from a woman in Chicago. As I tweeted it out today on my Twitter account, Libertarian. You can find the link there if you want to watch the entire video and see what happens, because she engages the police to try to get them to come after these people. She's very upset. She's very xenophobic about some Arabs who are protecting their business, she says. And there was also a black man standing there with them. She's black. She's very angry about the fact they had guns. Oh, that made her furious. Like, yo, what are y'all doing? You're going to defend that place? You got nothing but a bunch of Chinese junk in there, and you're going to defend that with guns? They weren't shooting anybody. It's called deterrence, lady. But she was xenophobic. She was hoplophobic. She didn't like weapons either. Scared her to death. Let's play a little bit of that clip, video clip number one.
I'm out here Facebook Live on 75th and Stony across the street. They let these people come outside with their AK-47s. AK-47s to protect they stuff from black people. They ready to kill black people. The Arabs, the fake Ramadan motherfuckers. They got M16s, AK with they peoples out here. Everything, y'all. Look at this. They got motherfuckers. AKs out here, and I'm going to get my cousin that's the police officer right now and ask him, are they legally able to carry these motherfucking guns like this? I need to know, is they legally able to carry these guns like this? I'm calling my cousin, that's the homicide detective, and you tell me that
her
the
cousin's a homicide detective?
That don't live here.
I mean, that's why they can't solve the murders in Chicago.
This is not a United States citizen. And he is sitting outside with a whole AK-47 ready to blow black people brains out. But they say they from America. And this is how they protect this cheap. This how they do this, Allah. Allah, come and get these people out of our country. This man got an AK-47. He is a whole... He ain't even a legal citizen. This where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me.
Okay, and she is on a rant. And she's doing that Facebook Live, and she goes on for over 9 minutes. I actually played it in the background as I was doing show prep this morning. It was very entertaining. She engages, and you can see the link to that video before they take it down on YouTube. You can see the full link. I have it on Libertarian at Twitter. You have to go to my actual Libertarian account. Even if you follow me, you're not going to see my tweets now. By the way, yesterday I signed up on Parler, and we'll see how that goes. But I think handwriting is on the wall as far as Twitter has been for quite some time, but it's getting, they're writing it bigger. All the time. Handwriting is getting bolder and larger as every day goes by. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on there. Not one of the blue checkmark people either on there. So they only have one thing left to do to me. Anyway, she engages some police officers and then berates them because she calls them cowards because they won't go away and go there and take the guns away from these people who are protecting their property. He says, what's the matter with you? You're going to shoot somebody? What's the matter with the looting? You know, I mean, you're going to they're not. It's called deterrence. And again, this is Chicago. We had over 80 people shot this last weekend. She needs to call her homicide detective cousin. Get him on those cases right away. Now, these people are not shooting anybody. It's defensive. But you understand, this is the mindset of the left. You see somebody with a gun, that is a threat to just have a gun. No, no, no. The point of the Second Amendment is deterrence. It's deterrence from governments as well as ordinary ununiformed thugs and thieves, right? Its very presence deters evil, as the founder said. Let's take a look at the flip side of this. Let's take a look at Seattle Council Member Tammy. Seattle Tammy doesn't know why we should be concerned about looting either. This is the way the white liberal expresses it. Let's do video clip number 4.
People are willing to help do those repairs, and I'm extremely thankful that nobody was injured there. But what I don't want to hear is for our constituents to be told to be civil, not to be reactionary, to be told that looting doesn't solve anything. And, you know, it does make me wonder and ask the question why looting bothers people so much more than knowing that across the country, black men and women are dying every day and far too often at the hands of those who are sworn to protect and serve.
Yeah, well, you know, there have been black people who've had their businesses and lives destroyed. There was a black police officer, 77-year-old retired police chief, that a lot of people saw bleed out and die live on Facebook by looters. Yeah, it does bother us to see that. She doesn't know why you should tell people to be civil. Don't tell my constituents to be civil, says Seattle Tammy. Don't tell them that looting doesn't solve anything. See, looting does solve, certain doesn't do anything about police brutality. It doesn't do anything to help the community, but it solves some of the problems that these people have, you know, when they want to make sure that they are getting what they want. It does make me stop and wonder and ask the question, why looting bothers people so much, says Seattle Tammy. Well, you know, let's take a look at what's going on in various places, especially. Well, we'll go to New York, but let's go first to L.A. And this was something that came across yesterday. And this was a live report on the street by a Fox 11 TV reporter. And it was kind of a tense situation there between some looters and some people who had guns to protect their stores. And these were black store owners with guns. And the looters couldn't understand it at all. And so she's talking about this. She's got her mask on. And so it's a little bit hard to hear what she's having to say here. But what happens with this? I'll just give you the idea of what happened. The people in front of the store, they were arguing. They said, you know, why can't we loot? Get out of the way. They don't understand. We've completely lost any moral understanding. And that is all trickled down from the top. This country is rotting from the top down. No morality, no ethics, no rule of law, no understanding of right from wrong, whether it's Seattle Tammy or the White House.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars.
But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking. We need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts, that's on books, that's on films, that's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies, that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, when you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it changes the world. And right now we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the InfoWar and gets you great products you need at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Do you believe that we're actually having this debate in public as to whether or not looting is bad? I played you the black woman in Chicago. I played you Seattle Tammy, the white liberal councilwoman. They don't think there's anything wrong with looting. In L.A., this Fox 11 reporter on the street says there's a standoff here. They're arguing about why they're not being allowed to break into the place. I mean, they don't just run up and try to take these people out. It's like, come on, man, get out of the way. I just want to take your stuff. You're not taking my stuff. Why not? George Floyd at all. He said soon after, both the wannabe looters and the people in the front of the store attempted to flag down the police. So the looters are so clueless that they're going to flag down the police to support their right to loot. Because, after all, this is California. I guess they figured they would have allies. The police got there. They just decided they'd arrest everybody. That's what we used to do with our boys. If they ever had an argument, we'd just say, all right, I'm not going to sort out who's right or wrong. You're both going to get punished. They learned how to sort out their arguments. But they just arrested everybody, including the armed group of people who were protecting their business. And the news reporter said, this is the anchor back in the station. This is one of the most surreal moments I've ever seen. But it's across the country. This article from Daily Signal says six cities where looters are ransacking minority-owned businesses. Only six? No, there's many, many more than that. But they just went through and selected six of them. Minneapolis, Atlanta, talking about reports where minority business people have been interviewed. Austin, Texas. And, of course, that doesn't show the people who attacked Cargill's gun store here in Austin. Denver, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. People are saying, this is frustrating. It's destroying my life. This is no way to find justice. I've been doing this for my own community. And now for my own community to do this to my business? What is going on here? And then we have a looter who obviously doesn't think anybody's going to have any problem with what he does. So this white Antifa liberal, get the B-roll of that looter as a viral video. He actually puts it on social media, bragging about all the merchandise that he stole. And then the police are able to find him in L.A. It says L.A. and also the Santa Monica Police Department. They ID'd him and took him into custody. But he's just bragging about all the merchandise that he stole. He says, look at this, you know. Maybe he was going to start a YouTube channel. Probably YouTube wouldn't have any problem with that. A YouTube channel about how to get rich quick. Smash and grab. Looters and rioters are not being prosecuted by a circuit attorney in Missouri, says the Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, because she doesn't see anything wrong with it. You know, because George Floyd or whatever, right? The Missouri Attorney General says that St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has not charged any of the people that the St. Louis police officers arrested during recent violent protests. As a result, they've all been released. They were arrested. She refused to charge them, and they were all released. He said to see that kind of level of violence and rioting that went on, police officers being shot and being shot at, a retired police captain being murdered. That's the 77-year-old retired police captain or chief who bled out live on Facebook Live. That happened there. People throwing rocks and gasoline and frozen water bottles at police officers, firefighters being assaulted and blocked from doing their job, businesses that have served the community for years being burned to the ground. It's unfathomable that every single person arrested that night has been released. It doesn't matter. It's purge, right? Got to purge society. Of what? Of black businesses? Of white people? Of Main Street? Mom and pops? Yeah, the government's been doing it for 80 days with their lockdown from the federal government, their guidelines and recommendations on how to do this. And now you got local attorneys who think that they have guidelines and recommendations for how you can continue to do this. He went on to say, it's stunning. Remember, it was just a week and a half ago. You had the Michigan Attorney General coming after President Trump because he went to the Ford plant and he didn't wear a mask. How dare you? Leave and never come back. Pelosi also doesn't see anything wrong with this. She says, I think that, by and large, it's been peaceful across the country. Yeah, there's no problem. We don't need to call out the military. And let me just give you an example. If you don't think there's any problem with this, guys, let's play video clip number three. This is a black lady who cares about her community. She's sick of the destruction, the looting, the violence that is there. And she's trying to clean it up, and she gets threatened. And she is just in hopeless despair. Video clip number three.
Other black females, and y'all sitting up here really pretending like y'all did this. Of a black life, a black man who looks like me, who should be out there protecting me, just pulled a gun out on me and five other sisters. So y'all tell me, keep lying to yourself, talking about this is about black lives. Just pulled a gun out on me because I'm out here trying to clean up. To clean up what's mine. Y'all so pro-black that y'all anti-black. nothing about that, right? That's what I worry about. When the police came here, they ain't pull out no gun on me. But my brother did. Just pulled out a gun on us. Because we're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot. We're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot and creating more guns. And this man just pulled a gun out on me. And five other females. So now I'm in my car and I'm finna go home. Because at this end of the day, I feel hopeless and there's nothing that I can do. I'm picking up garbage and here goes some old black folks throwing on the ground. Coming in the store, taking stuff and not helping, not asking who needs something. Pulled the gun out on me like I'm trash. You're supposed to be out here protecting us. That's what y'all supposed to be doing, but you pulled a gun out on me. You pulled a gun out on me. That's what you did. You stood there and you pulled the gun out and y'all out here worried about these police officers. Everybody is against us, including us. Out here trying to help. And pulled a gun out on me. Like I'm nobody. Put the gun out on me like I'm nobody. Because I'm out here trying to clean up what's mine. I swear to God, I love y'all, but y'all so wrong. And ain't nobody gonna talk about it. We gonna keep crying about these police officers and then turn around and kill each other. He put the gun out on me.
That is just so sad. She's trying to clean up. She and some other women are trying to clean up. These people come around looting and they pull a gun on her. She said, the police were here. They didn't pull a gun on me. We're killing our own people, she said. Yeah, it's so sad to see that. I've got a short clip here of a black business owner talking about what he has experienced as well. Let's play that right away before we go to break.
Problem that bothers me, you said black lives matter.
I said
I worked here part-time. Plus, I'm a part owner of this store. You said black lives matter. Why don't you choke me? I'm black.
Tell him, sister.
Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister.
No! Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister. That's like, because I got they back. These are my dudes right here. Good men.
Look at the things you've done.
Good men.
Look!
The black lives matter.
We've been here all night cleaning up. All night cleaning.
And you got black people standing right here with them. Black
people.
Right.
Yeah, but of course, Seattle Tammy says, makes me question why looting bothers people. Pelosi said they're largely peaceful. De Blasio said they're largely peaceful. They don't care. The people who see their lives being stolen do understand what's wrong.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary, But denying it and letting them carry it out is a thousand times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, GCP here to tell you not to visit the InfoWorld.com. Do not get high-quality products at 60% off across the board flash sale. They are not made in China. They do not have fentanyl or lead. They are high-quality super male vitality, knockout sleep support, brain force, bio-dose of helium, chill force, ultimate krill oil, survival shield X2. DNA Force Blues, Living Defense, and Turbo Force. X3 available as well. Listen to me, dirty Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off flash sale. You go bankrupt and die. You have no speech. InfoWars is weak. Do not take advantage of 60% off. Gigi Pink says so. Oh, we hurt you. Oh, Joe Biden good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Speaking unruly, but fires have been started. And
first thing I want to make perfectly clear, this has been almost entirely peaceful. In fact, completely peaceful.
It's been a mostly peaceful protest, but then they chose to move in.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm looking at those live pictures next to you, and they seem very peaceful.
There are always folks on the fringes of protest that do the things that we don't like.
A few people who break a few windows and burn a few cars.
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
Something's on fire.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing. But I understand the anger.
Discount people who are doing things to public property that they shouldn't be doing. It does have to be understood that this city has got, for the last several years, an issue with police.
So many good people out there who want change and who are demanding change.
Our country was started because this is how the Boston Tea Party rioting. So do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is like something that has not never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
Yeah, it's how they're tearing it down now. The very best among us having their property destroyed. Yeah, the Boston Tea Party was very controlled and restrained compared to this. It was about, they focused on one particular product. It was to make a point. They didn't just randomly loot stores because they wanted the stuff. You know, we played the thing about the guy who was, they had the newspaper, TV reporter rather, reporting. Saw the guy looting, saw the police chase him down. He was on the sidewalk in handcuffs, and he walked over to him and asked, why did you do this? Right? He didn't say, George Floyd, said, just trying to get some monies, you know, that's all it is. Man, I got caught. Hey, you know, just trying to get some monies. And as we see in that clip from MRC, you've got the mainstream media and, of course, social media as well, with the exact same talking points as the Democrats, always. This is what's going on with Roy Cooper in North Carolina. He's fine with the riots and with the looting, but no GOP convention. I mean, just like all the rest of these. Let me be clear about one thing. People are more important than properties. Property. Black lives do matter, says Governor Roy Cooper. Oh, really? Oh, tell that to the lady that we just saw before break. She said, I work here. I'm a part owner here. Look what you've done to my life here. Right? You're destroying my life. The very best among us, the small business people, idealistic, hardworking, people who save, who invest, who are entrepreneurs, are having their lives destroyed first by the lockdown and now by the second fist in the face that's being provoked by the same people who pushed this lockdown. And again, President Trump sits there and does nothing in either case to stop this. You know, we had the, as I mentioned it yesterday, just in terms of talking about the convention there. Remember, at the very beginning of this COVID nonsense, they had the CPAC convention. They had a couple of people, oh, look, we got Ted Cruz, I think it was, went into isolation because he thought he had been in contact with somebody who had it. Nobody got sick. Nobody died, certainly. And everybody was, the liberals were loving that. Oh, yeah, all these conservatives are going to die from this. Well, nobody died. It was a fraud at the very beginning. At the very beginning. And there was nothing to worry about with the CPAC convention. There's nothing to worry about with the GOP convention. And he's not worried at all about the rioting and looting that's going on. But don't you Republicans get here. Well, they'll go somewhere else. And they'll take their money somewhere else as well. Yeah, you want to say that there is no rioting and looting going on? There was a looting street party in Soho as you had De Blasio call in to CNN, the mayor of New York City. He says, I just want to correct one thing, if I may, that we've had a really troubling situation last night in Midtown Manhattan and in one area in the Bronx. And he said, but we had no unrest, no looting in Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island and most of the Bronx and most of Manhattan. I really want to set that record straight. Now, he did that. And as soon as he was finished with that, somebody put up a video of what was going on. Let's show a little bit of that video here. Video clip number two. Take a look at the looting street party going on in New York City. But of course, as de Blasio says, the protests have been largely peaceful. Now, this could be B-roll for the purge, couldn't it? Just get the police out of there and anybody can do anything and everything that they want. The people listening on podcasts, on radio, this is somebody shooting from a balcony, from a fire escape. And it's just everybody running in every direction, smashing and grabbing whatever they can. Now you've got a Rolls Royce pulling up, as this guy says on the video. The people are getting out, and they're getting involved in the looting. I don't know if that's their Rolls Royce, if they just stole that.
Yo.
But you got New York City looters driving up, chauffeured in cars. Cars that drive up, let off the looters, unload power tools, suitcases, then the cars would drive away, says 6 ABC News out of New York. Witnesses said, then the cars would come back and pick them up and then drive off to the next spot. They seemed to know exactly where they were going. Some of the people were local, but there were a lot of out-of-towners. They had license plates from New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Drivers didn't even try to hide their tags. Dispatchers, she said, one lady who was an eyewitness, said she called, took a long time to get through to 911 when she did. They said, well, we'll send some police, but we're swamped. We'll get the resources over there right away. She called them about, 10:30. They didn't show up until 1 a.m. And so as we see this happening everywhere in California, you gotta, they're using a forklift to break into a Best Buy. And, let's see, where's it? California Dodge dealership. 50-plus cars, including Hellcats and Chargers and Challengers, over $100,000 cars each. They went for the high-performance loaded cars. What they did, they said, right now we're thinking about 50 vehicles. We've got trackers on them, so we're going to see which ones are out there. They're running around everywhere. It's kind of like when your people went in and they stole the iPhones. Well, Apple is tracking those. They've been tracking those iPhones. They've been a surveillance tool from the NSA for a long time. So, of course, they can track where the stolen iPhones go. They've got trackers on these stolen performance cars. You know, they went in and stole a couple of $1 million of Rolexes in New York. And, you know, Rolexes, because they're such a favorite target of thieves, they've got serial numbers hidden in them. They don't have trackers on them, but they are going to have serial numbers to know where these things come from, and they're registered. In this Dodge dealership, they had parked one of the Hellcats strategically in the driveway, writes Autos Yahoo, to blockade the cars, but that didn't stop them. They just rammed it out of the way. Another Hellcat on the showroom floor was taken and driven straight out the front window. First they broke in. They got all the keys from these different cars, and they were able to get away because the dealership is right next to the freeway. Later on, they had Instagrams that surfaced showing one unmasked driver and a Hellcat Challenger doing smoky burnouts while waiting in line with the other stolen vehicles to make their grand escape. So, you know, you've got these guys are driving them like they were stolen. When we come back, we're going to talk about the citizens who actually protected themselves. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to an individual from Virginia who contacted me. And he said, you know, we got to understand, and I absolutely agree with him, that this country is gone as far as the rule of law goes, as far as the Constitution goes. How do we take this back? Is this something that only the founders could do? Is this something that this generation could possibly do? Could we possibly, do we have the moral authority? Do we have the backbone, the spine to take back our government? Well, if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. We're going to talk about how it can be done and why it must be done coming up in the third hour. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell there is what funds this program, what funds our website, our video site, and so forth, the bandwidth that is paid for there. And we have dropped to help you. We've dropped the prices 60% across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like TurboForce, DNA Force Plus, 60% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Ultimate Krill Oil. It wasn't that long ago. They were out of stock. Now they are 60% off, back in stock. Chill Force and Knockout are all natural sleep aid or all natural relaxing. Those are 60% off. Brain Force to help you focus. That is 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. We'll be right back.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about what you can do at the local level. We got an idea about something to do that does not involve political parties or candidates. It transcends that. And I think you're going to find it very interesting and enlightening. And so our guests will be coming up at the beginning of, well, not the next segment, but the one after that. And we're going to talk a little bit about what people have done in their communities to protect their communities from violence, from looting, and other things. And a little bit about the what is being discussed in terms of what should be done about the police. So we'll be talking about all that coming up in the next segment. In this segment, I want to take a quick look about something that is completely different. You know, we've talked a long time about geoengineering, climate engineering, chemtrails and so forth, putting, you know, the persistent contrails. We've been able to monitor and show that there's a correlation between the cross-hatched chemtrails that you'll see, the persistent contrails that you'll see up in the area. Years ago, there was a, they did a documentary as well as an app. It was called Skyder Alert, if I remember correctly. And it was an app that you could put on your phone, and you could take a picture of the cross-hatched persistent contrails. We call them chemtrails because we've seen the metallic particulates that come out of that on the ground. We've seen that increase as well. But you could take a picture of that and send it to them. And what they were able to show was that there was a high correlation between areas that were being chemtrailed with cross-hatched persistent contrails and a rise in local temperature. Very interesting project. And for years, you would have these geoengineering conferences, and they would get together, and they would talk about what they could do to manipulate the climate, to manipulate temperature in various areas. But we were called conspiracy theorists, even though these people were conspiring openly. Mainstream media would not talk about it. Now this is another one of these things that has now come out, and they're not afraid to talk about it. As a matter of fact, they're bragging about it. Bloomberg is bragging about it. The fast, cheap, and scary way to cool the planet. Yeah, you put metallic reflective stuff up. They call it solar geoengineering. And one of these conferences that was maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was covering some of the papers that were presented there. What they were saying was, well, there's no question that we can do this. And, of course, there hasn't been any question they could do it. Going back to the 1960s, you know, they gave a guy a medal for manipulating local climate during the Vietnam War. They, in the 70s, they created a climate engineering treaty. Make sure that people wouldn't weaponize climate against each other. And then, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, when I was covering that conference, they were saying, well, there's no question that we can do it. But the question is, who gets to set the thermostat? You know, there's some countries that would like it warmer and others like it colder. You know, it's like you and your wife arguing over what the temperature should be in the car or the house. Well, that's going to be an argument between different countries. You know, we want more water. We want less water. We want it cooler. We want it warmer, whatever. But now they're openly talking about solar geoengineering to reflect a portion of sunlight back into space. They're going to put particles up there, metallic particles. We've been saying this all along, chemtrails falling to the ground. We've shown you the pictures. We've shown you the nozzles coming out of the close-ups, a geoengineering watch, entire website set up for that. And, you know, but, you know, don't believe us. But now you can believe it because Bloomberg is openly talking about it. And why are they pulling this up? Well, they say, well, you know, we've seen the carbon dioxide dropping to zero, but, you know, it hasn't really, we're not putting any man-made stuff up there, but it hasn't affected the climate. Oh, well, you know, so we can affect the climate. And they go in the back and they talk about Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines. And, of course, before that, there was Krakatoa east of Java that erupted in the 1800s. It's such a large amount of particulates are put in the atmosphere that you had a mini ice age around the world for quite some time after that. And then, of course, there's Elon Musk launching another 60 satellites for 5G because, you know, they want to make sure that there's nowhere you can go on Earth to escape 5G. He's got a permit to do 12,000 of these, and he's already up over 400 now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, in the next segment, we're going to be joined by a member of the Virginia Freeholders, and he's going to talk about a back to the future, I guess we could say. ancient solution to our current problem and how we should start to make America, America again. And then, of course, it will be free and great. That'll be a consequence of that. We'll talk about what we can do at a local level. Let's talk about what people are doing at a local level to protect their cities from the violence, the arson, the looting that is happening there. We have a story at InfoWars.com by Kellen McBreen. This town is a Second Amendment haven. No looters are coming here. And that was said in Coeur d'Alene. And what had happened the day before in nearby Spokane, Washington, they had had the police department try to respond, the government corporate response to this, always a day late, a dollar short, and ineffective. At one point, as Kellen writes, the Spokane Police Department actually sent out a cell phone alert warning everyone in the region to, quote, avoid the downtown core area. A local newspaper source described what happened Sunday night in Spokane, Washington, as a frenzied night of tear gas, rubber bullets, and flashbangs while police worked tirelessly to end the vandalism and the looting. Spokane police were forced to issue an alert that was sent to cell phones. They said a civil disturbance is occurring in the downtown Spokane area. Please avoid the downtown core area. They gave the street address. The mayor issued an immediate curfew just before 9 p.m. The police used tear gas, rubber bullets to try to get control of the downtown area. But nevertheless, rioters sprayed graffiti, broke windows, looted selected businesses. Now, that was Sunday night. And the people in nearby town, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, saw what was happening. So they said, all right, we're going to take care of this ourselves. And they said, if you guys are thinking about coming to Coeur d'Alene to riot, to loot, you better think again because we ain't having it, as they put out on social media. And guess what? Nobody showed up. In fact, the gun-toting locals embraced the protesters, and despite of all the weaponry the police noted, we had no incidents. And as Kellen writes, could it be possible that just the presence of firearms could be enough to prevent looting? Yes. That was something that everybody has understood, and quite frankly, we all understand that. Founders explicitly said that. Said the mere presence of firearms discourages evil. Evil on the part of the government or their surrogates of Antifa. Always has. It's always a deterrent. I had this, one reporter, at least, I think I had more than one, but one in particular really wanted to debate me on why we would support the Second Amendment. You know, that's not going to be effective against the government. You keep saying that, you know, it's just for hunting and we can restrict that as we wish. I said, no. It was to keep the government in check. You can't keep the government in check, making all the same statements that you've heard from Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke and Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, we got big planes and nuclear weapons and tanks and all. You can't handle that. And I said, well, you know, that tell the, that to the Panzer divisions that were surrounding and pinned down for a very long time in the Warsaw Uprising. But I said, look, it is mutually assured destruction. It is there as a deterrent. It is there to say that to the government that if you want to commit suicide, come and take it. Because we have seen over and over again, not just in the Warsaw Uprising, but we have seen the U.S. military defeated in every one of these asymmetric warfare scenarios. Every country, they go in and with conventional warfare, they can bomb the infrastructure out, and it looks like they've won the battle. Mission accomplished, we were told, in Iraq. And then they want to occupy it to rebuild that country. Now, that isn't really something that should be a part of the mission of the military in a legitimate war, assuming that the Iraq war was legitimate, which it was not. It was based on lies about weapons of mass destruction that were obtained by the CIA, by Gina Haspel, our current director, based on torture. And when the people in government realized it was based on torture, they knew they'd been had, because you can get people to confess to anything, right? And so that's where the lies of weapons of mass destruction came from. But after they decided that they would occupy the area, there, as in Afghanistan and every other place that we have done this, we have lost every one of these wars of occupation, every one of these asymmetric wars, where the people just, they don't really have any infrastructure. They got a few small arms. We've got all the big equipment. You would think we would win, right? And yet we haven't. And that really does worry the military. And it should. And it should concern them about getting aggressive and starting something here in America. So when we look at this, it's there as a deterrent for the same reason that we had the Cold War. You had the mutually assured destruction, both sides having nuclear weapons. It kept a nuclear war from happening. And let's hope the Second Amendment can stop this type of thing from happening here in America, just as we saw it happen being used in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and also in California. Antifa invaded the suburbs. It did not end well for them. I don't know that it was necessarily firearms. Maybe it was fisticuffs that did that. We've got some B-roll of that. That story up also up at Infowars.com. It ain't going good at all, said some of the people showing video of it. They just beat the ever-loving out of these three or four guys, and they're going at it again. These Antifa guys are not doing too well here. They're getting the excrement kicked out of them. I think that was, see, that's what happens. You actually get into a fight if you don't have the ability to show that you've got a firearm to protect yourself. You know, we've seen people using fisticuffs. Sometimes that goes one way. Sometimes it goes the other way. We saw the guy getting beaten by the mob severely because he was trying to defend his store with a sword. Last hour, I showed you the lady in Chicago who was really upset because there were five or six guys guarding a store, standing there peacefully holding guns, and nobody was messing with them. See, it was a deterrent. It was a deterrent. You don't have to get into a fight. You don't have to hurt people. You say, well, you know, don't try that. That's what the Second Amendment is really about. And as we see this, we've got across the country concern that Antifa is moving into the suburbs. We have, as a matter of fact, here in Texas, we have Governor Abbott saying that any non-Texans who are caught looting will be federally prosecuted. Federally prosecuted. They're going across the state lines. It's very organized. It's very sophisticated. And yet, the thing that's going to stop it more than the police, more than putting the military out on the streets, is really when we take responsibility for our own lives. One of the things that I put up today was Dwayne The Rock, the actor. He's, you know, beefed up, and he was saying, you know, where is our leadership? We need the president and the government to control this and so forth. And it's that kind of mindset that is why we have this kind of problem right now. Ultimately, the idea that government has to solve all of our problems is the fundamental problem. Because whether we're conservatives or liberals or Christians or whatever, we always look like the conservatives and many Christians say, well, we got to have the war on drugs because if we don't, these people are going to use drugs. So let's kick the drugs out of their hands with the beefed up militarized police force and let's suspend the rule of law and the Constitution due process to save them from themselves. When in reality, they're the very people who have the power to save them from the drugs. They and they alone, through the power of Jesus Christ, have the power to change these people. So they're not dependent on these things. And yet, it's always been the church groups that have supported the war on drugs and supported alcohol prohibition. On the other side, you've got the liberals because what's important to them is money. And so they want the government to provide money. And now you got both of these groups, both of them scared to death. One group scared to death of the coronavirus. The other group scared to death of the riots on the streets. But nobody's talking about doing something themselves, taking responsibility so they don't become slaves, taking responsibility so that they have freedom. See, responsibility is the flip side of freedom. People don't want that. Americans have taken the mindset of slaves. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. But we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy.
I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago, but now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case, but there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about a plan of action. You know, there's a lot of different ways that we can take responsibility at the local level. I've said many times that you need to be aware of what the national and global agendas are, what their ultimate plan is. And of course, you don't really have to guess about that anymore. You've already seen it imposed to a large degree, but this is just the beginning of it. They're conditioning people to do this. And so as we see what has happened with the lockdown now, as we're in day 80, we see that we've been betrayed by everybody from the White House down to the State House, down to the local county office in most places. But in some places, the only places where the people have been able to engage in some level of freedom have been places where they've had good local officials and constitutional sheriffs. So I said, you've got to focus on local elections. But perhaps there are more fundamental changes that can be and should be made. And I have a listener, Vince, out of Virginia. He's a member of the Virginia Freeholders. And he's contacted me with an idea that I think is worth floating out there. So I want to put this out there for you to hear. So joining us now from Virginia is Vince. Thanks for joining us, Vince.
David, thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's a true honor, and you are a hero, my friend.
Oh, well, no, I'm not a hero. I'm just reporting what I see. But I saw what you sent me, and I thought it was an excellent idea. Going back and recovering a lot of the foundations of our country, one of the things that you said in kind of a new declaration was that the founders – the term founders is not something that is to be reserved to one group of people in ancient times, right? And so there are things that they did then based on their natural human rights that we have every right to do that as well. You know, one of the things that said in the Declaration of Independence was that the purpose of government was not to grant us privileges or to control the economy or to keep us safe from viruses or riots. The purpose of government was to protect our rights. And when the government itself becomes destructive of those very rights, it is not only our right, but our duty to alter or to abolish that government and to put some new structures in that will protect us. And so let's talk about that, because that's really what your documents here are about. And before we get into that, just kind of give us a little bit of a background as to what's going on in Virginia and why you are totally fed up with a two-party system.
A lot of this comes from back in 10 years ago when the Tea Party stuff really broke out on the scene. And I guess supposedly I was in two counties because of where I live. One of them is Prince William County, and that involves Manassas, which, of course, is really getting hit hard by Antifa and all of those wonderful people. But what we noticed was that the GOP had operators that started to control everything, and then they started to grab money, and they wanted to become 501c4 operations. You know, you've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the government come down on us and say, "Well, you can't have prayers." You know, you remember all of this stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But if you look at the information that I dug up, you'll see that we did get people who ran as Tea Party candidates. And what happened when they got in? They mm-hmm. ended up becoming mushy, squishy.
That's right.
And
yeah, I think the problem with the Tea Party, when we looked at it, you know, is it taxed enough already. A lot of good people that were there. But the problem with it, even though we had a large number of people that showed up in that initial protest, and I know a lot of people from North Carolina that went up to Washington to protest in those, and then the game that was played by the mainstream media was to say that the crowds were not as big as they were, but they were huge.
Right.
But the problem was, there wasn't a consistent understanding about what was going on. The fact that you're going to protest to say, well, we think taxes are are too damn high, right? Well, yeah. What do you want to have happen, right? That's what Tucker Carlson was saying about the people who are protesting about Black Lives Matter. They're protesting, but we don't know if we wanted to enact their program of reform or changes or whatever. We don't know what they want. And that was the problem with the Tea Party, is that they didn't have a core set of principles. And I think even more fundamental than that was it was based on, let's say, money or taxation rates, but it wasn't based on liberty and having control of their own lives.
Yes. The people, though, they showed up at the post offices and the rallies because they had that natural anger.
Mm-hmm.
But what
mm-hmm.
they didn't frustrated. Know, they didn't know their history about how, when the people came together to form their state, and that same process formed the other states.
Mm-hmm.
That it really kind of focused the direction and had purpose. But it just became something that the Republican Party took advantage of, honestly.
That's right. And I think that's what we typically see in most revolutions. People are frustrated, they're angry, but they don't get the big picture, they don't understand history, they don't have a plan, a proposal. That was what was different about the American Revolution. It's one of the reasons why it didn't devolve into a dictatorship, because they did understand human nature and history and so forth, and they had a set plan of reforms that were focused on individual liberty.
And you being a visitor to Colonial Williamsburg, you know, they show you that, and they show you how the freeholders. And by the way, we'll get into that in a second, but those guys were also members of the former House of Burgesses, because they had been broken up by the royal governor at a certain time when people really needed representation. Mm-hmm. Just as if Ralph Northam tells all of these small counties and cities and towns, oh, you're a little Sasso amendment, or your operation here, the little law you pretend that you've made, has no teeth in Virginia.
So, now, one of the things that you've, you're looking at this, going back to the Tea Party and how, people are upset with the way government is going. They want to change, but they don't really have a clear idea of what they want to change. And then we see the corporate corruption within the political parties. Talk about how that's been manifested, because you sent me a lot of data about what happened in Virginia specifically with the GOP and why it wasn't even possible in the elections, for the GOP to win, a majority in the House.
Yeah, I wrote a book in 2016 that looked at the 2012 general elections, because Trump's claim that said the elections were rigged. And I went in looking for problems, and I found mathematical anomalies that really showed absentee ballots completely overwhelming the rest of the state that were coming out of Northern Virginia, those counties now that are helping all of these protesters that we see. And, of course, I saw Ralph Northam come together, and I knew I was telling people that because the Republicans are not running enough candidates, that they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. So that drove me into doing that research, and I gave you that report on election irregularities. This is from March.
That's right. They're not even running enough candidates that if they were to, even if all of the GOP candidates won, they still wouldn't have had a majority, because they didn't have enough candidates to get a majority.
Well, certainly when you don't run 40% of the Senate candidates, and you're going into that race with a one seat majority in the Senate anyway, how in the world are they going to win?
Kind of already predetermined by that. All right, we're going to talk about that, but specifically we're going to get back into what you have proposed in terms of a declaration. How do we recover the foundations of this country? Not how do we make America great again, but how do we make America America again? We'll be right back with Vince, member of the Virginia Freeholders.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies, that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, when you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it changes the world. Right now we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the InfoWar and gets you great products you need at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when we look at what we can do to fix this country, and I don't want to discourage anybody from doing anything, I think we need to take every venue possible because the people who are trying to destroy this country and take away our freedoms are using every possible tactic as well. So I don't want to discourage anybody from doing any of this, but I got to say that over my lifetime, I've worked with two major parties, Republicans. I've worked with a third party, the Libertarians. I've run for Congress, and I've seen this as a corrupt, controlled system, and I think it needs to be taken to the ground, and we've got to start over again, folks. And I think we have the authority and the right, the God-given right to do it. These people have violated their authority every bit as much as King George III had violated the Magna Carta. The Americans were not rebelling against legitimate authority. The authority was no longer legitimate, and the authority here in America is no longer legitimate either. They are the ones who have rebelled, not us. And it is our right and our duty to alter or to abolish this government and to establish a system that will help us. And I'm talking to Vince, a member of the Virginia Freeholders. We were talking about how, and in his call to form a Virginia Congress of Counties, he said, we've watched our state government degrade over several decades. Now what we discover is that it is a concerted effort by the Republican Party to hand over the reins of power to the Democrat Party. We gave you just a little bit of taste of that. I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to talk about what he's actually proposing here. Basically, through election engineering, through fraud, through passively setting back and letting them take the reins of power by not even running candidates in enough seats to have a majority, they have handed over power to the Democrats in Virginia. This is not the reaction, a pushback against President Trump or whatever to put the Democrats in power. No, no, no. This is the Republican establishment was part of this. And as Vince goes on to write, he said, those of us who know our historical roots as Virginians, those of us who have joined her since 1776, understand that the same powers acknowledged by those whom we call founders are not powers that are limited by time or circumstance. They are broad and permanent. Tell us about that, Vince. What are they based on?
Yeah, well, what you have when you're talking about the creation of this nation, and you use those words from the Declaration of Independence about abolishing and reforming, those were passed on to Jefferson from George Mason's draft of the Declaration of Rights, or also called the Virginia Declaration of Rights. Mm-hmm. And people claim that you're, you know, one might crib from the other or steal from the other. People use precedents all the time to make their moves. Mm-hmm. And if you have a copy of Thomas Paine's Common Sense and a copy of Locke's Second Treatise of Government, you know where things like the public weal come from. Mm-hmm. And trying to look up the definition of W-E-A-L, sometimes it depends on what kind of dictionary you find. So I suggest you get a good reference dictionary, because you'll find that the word weal means body politic. Mm-hmm. And that word was used by John Locke. And John Locke, of course, one of these foundational rocks that people like Jefferson and Mason created the state and the country on. So when you have the public weal, as was drafted by and approved by the convention in Williamsburg, who were formerly the House of Burgesses, they called that the public body politic. Because they were not an elected officer at that point. They were simply representatives from their freeholders. And the freeholders in every colony and then in the states, David, they were people who had suffrage. And every state was different. Now, Pennsylvania had a very broad, low threshold to become someone of suffrage, to go and vote for your favorite person to represent you. There were no parties then. Mm-hmm. And they were very well aware of what a Whig was and what a Tory was. But they were trying to do away with that.
Yeah.
And they did that by creating that very first government in Virginia. And by the way, along with their proposal to the Continental Congress, they also were told that they needed to have a new government. It's kind of interesting. The Pennsylvanians were really right in the middle of conflict. They had a provisional government that was run by special interest people of their time. And Thomas McKean and John Adams told them, by the way, you guys out there in Pennsylvania, if you want to have a new government and join this new country, do it right now, and we will approve whatever you send over to your delegation. That was May 10th, 1776.
And, you know, when we look at things like public weal, and if you understand the historical background of that and everything, a lot of places will say, well, it's just kind of the common good or the general welfare or whatever. And you know, we get these terms get mixed up. I mean, it used to be that liberal meant somebody who was for freedom, for liberty, right? And then it became co-opted by people who were pushing a strong government that was taking away people's liberties and so forth. So you'd have some people go back and say, well, I'm a classic liberal, a classical liberal or whatever. I agree with what liberal was before the word was changed. And so that's then they eventually came up with words like libertarian. Then that got changed because of the Libertarian Party word. That's why I have the Twitter handle Libertarian, because I want people to understand that I'm not liberal. I'm not libertine. I'm for liberty. And so these words are constantly being, morphing in different, understandings. And that's one of the ways that, the people who control the public debate control it. They modify the terms. They start talking about, we would think that, progress is great. So they call themselves progressives. And yet, what they want is more and more control over your life, which is not a great thing. So I think it's good that we go back and we get some of these, older terms like public weal. That helps us to discover the principles that were there at the time.
Yes, and that's how they operated. They were the public wheel. They were the public body politic. So today, in today's terms, if we are going to consider ourselves freeholders, then we accept our 21st century terms of suffrage. We don't have to own huge farms or a town house or be a man of military importance. We have to be 18 years of age or older, and we have to be a citizen of the United States. Mm-hmm. And now you are a freeholder.
Okay.
So what's to keep you from going and meeting down the street, which is a recognized right in many ways, even before the Constitution and the amendments? You just go to the Declaration of Rights.
That's right.
It says you have the right to free assembly. So I don't even have to use the Constitution, although we did in our Declaration decide that we had to list exactly what part of each Constitution and the Declaration of Rights and even the Declaration of Independence were damaged and used by these people. And as you can see, it's a 7-page document. It's very long. And we didn't want it to be that long, David, but how can you leave things out?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to put that in the show notes so that people can see that. We'll have a link to it so that people can actually see the document. But as you're pointing out, these are principles that were established by John Locke and others embodied in the Declaration of Rights. They were understood to be fundamental and not granted by government. The reason that we have the Bill of Rights and so forth was to make sure that those God-given rights were not taken away from us. They're not privileges. The Bill of Rights doesn't give us any right. It recognizes those rights, and it is a document that essentially is, even Obama understands it. He says, well, we like to talk about positive rights. You have a right to food, you have a right to money, you have a right to free education, all this free stuff. No. Freedom is about saying that I have these rights because I'm a human being created by God. And here's a list of things that you can't take away from me. And they say, oh, that's negative rights. Yeah, it's prohibitions on government taking away your freedom and turning them into privileges. When we come back, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of this with Vince from the Virginia Freeholders. Stay with us.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that.
But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days. Because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWar. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarStore.com right now while you still can. I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realized that we're making or breaking. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com at 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding and you need high quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
America has been taken captive. How do we enact a great escape? And this document that I'm looking at from the Virginia Freeholders, as part of the Declaration, I'll read you some of this, and then we'll talk about the idea from the Virginia Freeholders about what to do about it. Here are some of the complaints, as we see, very much like the Declaration of Independence. The Virginia government has obstructed free speech in person and electronically. The Virginia government has obstructed our right to bear arms. The Virginia government has forced upon the good people of Virginia a population of people from foreign lands to be used as leverage against her citizens and so forth. I won't go the entire part of that. I won't give you an overview here. The Virginia government has legalized infanticide and forced all taxpayers to aid in supporting the crime against the will of the people, and they refuse to allow it to be put before the people for a referendum. The Virginia government has broken with the current Constitution of Virginia in the United States by enacting ex post facto laws, turning law-abiding citizens into felons in an instant, and on and on. A lot of these articles here, I agree with all of them, but then the question is, what do we do about it? And so I want to get an idea of what the freeholders of Virginia are proposing outside of the two established parties that have very effectively worked to set up a very sophisticated tool of control. That's what we have with the two-party system. They've made it pretty much impossible for any independents or third parties to even get on the ballot let alone get into any debates or be able to be effective. And they have, that's just one aspect of the two-party control system that is there. So how do we break this monopoly, Vince?
Well, what you're going to see, David, is they are always acting as a filter between you and your rights, you mm-hmm. and what you expect out of government. They're an NGO, by the way. I mean, I think they're the original NGOs.
That's a good way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah, so our declaration puts the government as it is in Virginia in dissolution. That's number one. Number two, the political parties are not part of the government. So we really don't have to have them. They're not legally represented anywhere. They're not even accountable by any laws for their behavior,
mm-hmm.
except for those few instances of monetary activity. But what we want to do in Virginia is get, especially through the Second Amendment people who right now have the hot potato, they've got that communication network ongoing. Mm-hmm. We are trying to get that correspondence, you know, the Committee of Correspondence operations going. But we call them the Committee of Communication now, because mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people even know what the word correspondence means, sadly. the Committee of Safety, we've left that title. And when I explain to people that those are the individuals who ran the militias, that makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. That the militia power is under the civil authority. So what we're doing is creating a Congress of counties as a provisional government, because okay. there's no government in Virginia right now.
That's right. Not any legitimate government. Yeah.
Well, it's not exactly. And we are legitimized by the Declaration of Rights as our powers if we continue to recognize them. If we don't, well, then there's no country.
Mm-hmm.
And as the monuments continue to come down, you will see the Jefferson and the Washington and the Mason, and all of them will be coming down very soon.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And we have to keep moving ahead using our foundation. The house is rotten. We can't patch it up anymore. The termites have eaten out those baseboards. So let's raise the bathhouse, but the foundation is good.
So what you're proposing then is to organize on a county by county level and from the grassroots up to start to put together a Congress that would then do what?
Well, acting just like a Continental Congress, except mm-hmm. at the state level. And then from there, the Congress itself will choose delegates for a convention to write a new constitution in Virginia.
Okay.
And that new constitution will create the new government.
And I don't expect that Ralph Northam and Antifa and the Democrat Party are going to go away quietly, or the GOP either.
Absolutely not. And, of course, you know, we're doing this peacefully. This is not mm-hmm. guns first. My motto and the motto I share with people is it's paper before the gun barrel.
That's right. That's right.
And I think
if you could, I mean, what is the general idea? The general idea is that you could create a model system, essentially what the founders of this country did in 1776, that you could put together something and could say, hey, we got an idea. This is what Virginia could look like. Would you like to have this instead of the system that we've got? And if you had enough people who would sign on to that, then you could peacefully change it, couldn't you?
Absolutely. The thing that people have to do is stand there and say, am I more afraid of what's coming down the street right now in June 2020, or am I more afraid of what's going to be coming down the street July 1st when the red flag laws kick in?
That's right. That's right.
Which one am
and you know, you're talking about the people on the gun side are the ones who are the best organized right now, and the ones who have been, you know, focused on that one aspect of liberty. But what we have seen with this lockdown, we have small business people of every stripe who have seen their wealth and their income immediately confiscated. And they understand at this point, or they should understand, certainly by this point, with the fraud that we see, how they're encouraging. Same people who said, stay home, you can't come out, we're going to fine you, we're going to lock you up, whatever, we're going to permanently close your business. But now they're encouraging everybody and bowing to and encouraging and worshiping the people who come out and violate all these same rules, and so they have to understand that this is a fraud now, but they're not organized. I mean, there's not some organization that, you know, the Rotary Club or the Small Business Association, They're not out there to take on the government. But if you've got some principled group of committees from the grassroots up, I think this is fertile ground right now. The people who have had the government kneeling on their neck for 80 days and they see the fraud of all this stuff, I think it's about time for people across the board, whether you're a gun owner or not, to realize you're not going to have any freedom unless you stand up for all these freedoms and unless you stand together. You're going to have to join or die.
Now, what you have is the symbol the flag of Virginia is actually in reverse now. The king is back on his feet with his foot on Virginia's neck.
That's right.
He's holding the sword.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be tyrannous forever if we don't stop this.
We have the right to do this, and the problem I see is that the average Virginian and citizen across the nation doesn't want to think badly about any constitution that they have. And they're good people. They pay their taxes. They go to work, and they work hard. They're not of the mind of the communists or sociology and those professors who are teaching them how to chop up a culture so that it can taken over again. So what I'm
and this is not about destroying. This is about rebuilding what these other people are trying to destroy. You know, we're not talking about rebellion. The people who rebelled are the government officials who no longer abide by their oath to the Constitution. And when you lay out the grievances in detail about all the different ways that the government has violated its legitimate authority and violated our fundamental human rights and then propose, here's how we fix it and here's how we can come together, I think that's a very attractive proposal.
And think about
slate.
Abortion. You know, abortion itself is something that could have been fixed by an amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so why have the industries who profit from this, including the Republican Party, never really talked about that?
You know, see, the Republican Party does not want that issue to go away. Both parties have issues that they want to perpetuate. All of this stuff about racism and police brutality, the Democrat Party doesn't want to fix that. If they wanted to fix that, they wouldn't make it simply about race. They would bring the different groups together, and they would say, we're going to rewrite the rules of how we do policing or whatever, and we'll try something else until we get it right. But they don't want to fix that. They want to keep the division because the division keeps them in power and in office.
Yes. Well, for the people who don't want to read their history, I would ask them only, please, just look up the Declaration of Rights of Virginia. And then look up the Declaration of Independence, and you'll see they're only days apart from their creation. And one is the driver's license for the people over government, and the other is the memo to the government of the day that, oh, by the way, here's our driver's license. It says we don't have to follow you, and we can abolish you. And in our case, David, we're not trying to overthrow.
That's right. We're trying to set up a government that people can actually support and that actually follows along with the same principles you had with the Declaration of Independence. We're out of time. We'll talk again about this again. That's Vince with the Virginia Freeholders. Folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 60% off across the board. Products like DNA Force Plus, that's a big dollar discount, but many of our most popular products that have recently been out of stock, Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, make sure you take advantage of these deep discounts before these products go away, because we're not sure if we're going to be able to get them back.